Ukraine has attacked Russia with drones today, and NASA has picked up multiple heat sources from space. This apparently was quite a massive blast, even detected by earthquake monitors. Let's get more on that from Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joe, what do you know about this?
Hey, Bob, good afternoon from Odessa. All of a sudden, it turned chilly here today, but there's a lot of hope and a good feeling throughout Ukraine about this successful Ukrainian attack on one of the biggest, if not the biggest, munitions and weapons depot in the Russian Federation. It's in near a little town called Toropets in the Tver region of Russia, which is sort of between Moscow and Finland. And so all these weapons are positioned quite close to the Baltic countries, to NATO countries, and a swarm of Ukrainian drones, I think it was about 4 o'clock or so this morning, hit this depot, which is about almost 500 kilometers from where the fighting is, from the front lines. And it's, I mean, rumored or thought that at this depot, there were the Iskander missiles, S-300 missiles, all kinds of ballistic weapons that Russia uses to hit Ukraine, including some of that shipment from North Korea that was sent to Russia to help Russia attack further attack Ukraine. And so indeed, the fact that it was picked up on the Richter scale shows you just how massive it was. And, you know, there was a there was at least one time in the past 2.5 years when I felt something that felt like an earthquake, and it seemed to have been a Russian attack on Ukraine in a similar way. But this seems that it was much more massive. And so it's a huge success for Ukrainians. Strangely, I was just talking a few days ago how there are no earthquakes really in this region. You don't have tornadoes, you don't have earthquakes. You have the great soil. One of the reasons I think why this is such a sought after place through the centuries. But there was an earthquake in Moldova, which is close to me here in Odessa. Some people in Odessa region said they could feel it. So that just a strange piece of information. But 2 days ago, it seems that there was an earthquake. The earth was shaking. But definitely in Russia, in that eastern part of Russia today, this explosion was felt. And the Russians have been they've evacuated nearby places. It was just hard to imagine just how massive this was. The website of the local municipality seems to have been hacked by Ukrainian intelligence or someone, because it has the face of Budanov, who's the chief of Ukraine's intelligence services, appears on the local municipality webpage. And so clearly this was, you know, a well-planned effort. And as you know, it comes as we have, you know, as we talked about yesterday, the ConcernsNet listener talking about, the big debate in Washington, can Ukraine get permission to use Western weapons to hit military targets on Russian soil? And Washington is holding that up and, you know, and saying no. The United Kingdom, the British government, in fact, every single major political party in the United Kingdom, they hate each other and they disagree on so much. But they're all united in saying that Ukraine should be allowed to strike back using British weapons. And Washington still is saying no on that. And so here we see, I think, Ukrainians saying, okay, we're not allowed to do it. We're going to have to find our own way. We're going to have to use our homemade drones that no one can stop us from using to show what we can achieve. And this comes as there was an op-ed yesterday in the Hill newspaper by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Donald Trump Jr. And they're saying it's time, we have to negotiate with Moscow or we're going to have nuclear war. And they're saying, you know, it's not worth it to fight for Ukraine, and Washington and the Biden administration needs to give up on Ukraine now and start negotiating. And, you know, many of the wards, I mean, they obviously seem scared of nuclear war. And it sounds like that, you know, to many people, maybe that they're making sense. But this one sentence in particular, I think that, I'll read the sentence. It says, each escalation, this is from RFK Jr. and Donald Trump Jr., each escalation from HIMARS to cluster munitions to Abrams tanks to F-16s to ATACMS draws the world closer to the brink of Armageddon. And, you know, if you hear that, it might sound quite scary. But if you look at those specific instances, each time that those weapons have been delivered to Ukraine, for one, you know, the Biden administration was very reluctant to send any of these. You know, it's taken a lot of persuasive work from Zelensky and others to get those tools. But each time one of those new weapons arrives here, there's a resulting period of relative calm and safety in Ukraine. I mean, for example, the city of Bakhmut was about to fall into Russian hands in June of 2022, and that's when the HIMARS arrived. And then Bakhmut didn't fall for 8 more months. Those HIMARS made a big difference, and Russia did not do anything spectacular, despite their threats. Instead, when the better weapons arrive, the Russians are on the edge. I mean, they have to respond, and they're in a weaker position. So that fact is totally missed by RFK and Trump Jr. And when I was talking with Ukrainians about that, you think both of those guys, one thing they have in common, both of their fathers have been targets of people who want to assassinate them. In the case of RFK, it worked. Mm. In the case of, but now Donald Trump Jr., his father has been twice now the subject of an assassination attempt. And the Ukrainians that I talked to today say, hey, why don't you tell, these guys are telling Ukrainians to de-escalate, to give up their freedom so no one gets shot or killed. Well, why don't you tell your fathers, that's like telling your fathers to stop being involved in politics and stop calling for, the freedom that you say you want, because it's going to lead to violence. And so, that's Ukrainians are sort of in the middle of this and lost in this narrative that they refuse to live under Russian tyranny. And so anyway, that's what I think we see today. I guess the question will be, Bob, this huge, huge attack on a Russian munitions depot. If we last a week without nuclear war, I think it shows that indeed you can fight back against a nuclear power.
Yeah, I can understand how the Ukrainians feel about that editorial. And I can also understand how people fear the rhetoric of Putin. And what I want to know, Joseph, after all this time in Ukraine, you've been there since day one. Are you numb to the earth shaking, bombs going off in the distance? I mean, you talk about going for a run and sitting in a cafe having coffee despite all this. Are you just numb to all that?
No, it's weird because there were, several days of attacks on Odessa a few days, like over the weekend, last weekend. And it's weird. I think a lot of it depends on your current state of mind. Sometimes you're like, whatever. And other times you just feel it more in your soul. It really does depend on how tired you are, your state of mind. You never quite get numb to it. And it never fails to be chilling and terrifying, even if you try to find ways to adapt.
I don't know how you do it. Stay safe. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate the perspective. Tomorrow. Yes.